We're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Last week, ESPN published a lengthy article featuring allegations of misogyny and racism, along with a toxic work culture, against Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver and the organization. The piece included mostly anonymous comments from dozens of people, citing incidents of inappropriate behavior by Sarver and an HR department that was focused on defending management at the expense of individual employees. Columnist E.J. Montini wrote about the accusations and some of Sarver's admissions, which Montini called, quote, creepy. I spoke earlier with the Republic's Phil Boas about Sarver and Montini's column.
Well, the ESPN story outlined, you know, a lot of allegations against Sarver that are serious and need to be investigated. The NBA is going to investigate this. And I'll tell you, I will take a backseat to no one in my criticism of Robert Sarver. I think the last column I wrote about the Suns, I think I called him a scoundrel. So I've been critical of Sarver, but I'm telling you, this whole thing raises a lot of questions. It should raise a lot of questions for journalists. And I think one of the big ones is timing. Why is this all coming out now? Why are allegations that go back, you know, 15, 20 years? Why is it all happening now? Why wasn't it happening? Why weren't we hearing about this when the Suns were the doormat of the league? You know, JFK used to say, victory has 1,000 fathers. Defeat is an orphan. Okay. The minute the Suns get good, and it happened very quickly, all of a sudden now, you know, there's this microscope on Sarver. And I think one of the big problems here in the narrative is that it misses a major transformation in Robert Sarver, who can be kind of a jerk, okay, in the way he treats people. I think he is tone deaf, and I think he can be mean in what he says to people and how he treats people. And many, many people have noticed that over the years and seen it. But is he a racist and is he a misogynist? You know, I don't think that's proven. I think there are a lot of people who are saying that that's false and not true. And what I said about the latest history, what has happened with Sarver, and in the last several years, Sarver went and turned the keys of the franchise over to two African-American men, two extraordinary men, James Jones, who's the general manager, and Monty Williams, who is the head coach. And they have been the architects of the success at the Suns. And that doesn't happen without Sarver really, you know, making the big moves there to make that happen, to win over those two people to run his franchise or run the team. So that's a big part of the story, and you cannot ignore that.
Well, as you mentioned, Sarver has had a terrible reputation for a long time. A lot of people blame him for the Suns being terrible for about a decade and also having a bad reputation around the league, which they didn't have when Jerry Colangelo was in charge. But when you talk about his transformation there, specifically, what do you think is most important?
Well, I think it is critical, the transformation, because I think you have to look at the actions of Robert Sarver, not just these hazy sort of unnamed allegations. You know, let's just look at the WNBA. WNBA is an enterprise that has had to be supported and underwritten by its ownership groups. And a lot of the owners have bailed. The Phoenix Suns own the Phoenix Mercury, and they never bailed. Robert Sarver is a model owner of a WNBA franchise. Okay, this is a league where roughly 85% of the players are women of color. Okay, and the WNBA commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, when she talks about the Phoenix Mercury, they are the model franchise for the league. This is, I'll just give you a quote from her. She says, "The Phoenix Mercury are a role model for how to build a franchise and sustain it for now, for them, 25 years. And Diana Taurasi, who is the star player on that team, said, "I just think it's a special place to be. This organization is committed to the Mercury and to winning. And those are two things that I value very strongly, that loyalty." So Sarver has been there and delivered for the Women's Basketball Association.
I'm curious, though, when an enormous piece like this comes out that was built up for weeks and ESPN's going to expose what kind of person Robert Sarver is, did you think of wow, this is a really bad boss. I would never want to work for this person. Or were you thinking this person is someone who needs to have this team taken away from him because he's a truly terrible human being on top of being a bad boss?
Well, I read it and I thought, no doubt, a lot of this is true. Okay. A lot of these allegations are probably true because Sarver can be tone deaf and is kind of an oddball. You know, I think he lacks people skills and an understanding of people. And so he can say and do some stupid things. Okay. But I also know a mob when I see one. And I think it is very, it could be very easy to take somebody who has had, you know, 20 years in a community and begin to accumulate all the strikes against them and bunch them all in an expose and make it look like, you know, he's evil incarnate. Whereas I think it is a mixed record. He's a complicated man. I think actions speak louder than words. And I think the words have been, they need some explaining because Sarver is an odd duck.
All right. Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic, also big Suns fan. Phil, thanks as always.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Steve.